Radio Christian Voice News, The Global Link. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia expresses disappointment over Speaker's conduct following passage of Bill 7. Civil servants urged to remain calm amid salary negotiation deferments, and Trump administration expands U.S. travel ban to 5 more countries. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia ESZ Executive Director Andrew Mwenda has expressed the disappointment with the conduct of the Speaker of the National Assembly following the successful passage of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Bishop Mwenda says as a former member of the Oasis Forum and in her role as Speaker, she was expected to remain impartial throughout the legislative process as opposed to dancing after the passage of the bill. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Bishop Mwenda said that although the Speaker was entitled to her personal views on Bill 7, she should have not publicly revealed her stance after the bill was passed by Parliament. This casts serious doubt on the impartiality of the Speaker, who is expected to preside over the House in a fair and neutral manner, said Bishop Mwenda. Meanwhile, Bishop Mwenda noted that the Oasis Forum did everything possible to oppose Bill 7, but acknowledged that in the end, the will of the people prevailed through their elected representatives in Parliament. She said the forum respects the outcome of the parliamentary vote and will continue to champion constitutionalism, democracy and the rule of law.
I have worked with Madam Nelly Muti when in the Oasis Forum. When I know her, it was unfortunate to see her dance after the winning. No, I didn't think that was the best my Speaker would have done to do that. I think she could have done better than that. Why was she dancing? She's not a political party. She doesn't belong to any political party anyway. But what was she dancing about? That's unfortunate. That is just a by the way, but a somebody's head. Here it is.
Meanwhile, opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has argued that for the first time in Zambia's history, the constitution will contain provisions he described as unconstitutional, accusing the UPND government of disregarding a declaration by the Constitutional Court. Mr. Sinkamba says although Parliament passed the bill and the President assents it into law, the provisions in question will remain unconstitutional. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba said that it is only a matter of time before those associated with the amendments are held accountable. He further explained that once the UPND government leaves office, all unconstitutional provisions will be challenged, declared null and void, and repealed. Mr. Sinkamba warned that anyone who benefits from the amendment constitution may be held accountable.
Even if Parliament has passed those provisions which are in Bill 7, even if the President will assent to the bill to make it into law, even if after assent those particular amendments will be actualized by integrating them in the amended Constitution of 2016, it still remains that those particular provisions will be unconstitutional.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia NUPES has urged civil servants not to panic but remain patient following continued adjournments in salary negotiations. This is after an announcement was made that public service trade unions have agreed to government's request to extend collective agreement negotiations until January 19, 2026 to allow for further consultations. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, NUPES Executive President Victor Muyumba acknowledged that the deferments may be frustrating to civil servants, but emphasized that reaching the right outcome is more important than rushing the process. Mr. Muyumba explained that the adjournments are intended to allow for wider consultations and to enable government to present an offer that is acceptable to the trade unions. What the trade unions want is to ensure that workers receive a fair and acceptable package for 2026, said Mr. Muyumba. He assured civil servants that this would be the final deferment and that the negotiation process would be concluded without further delays.
So when the employer says, we have heard you, allow us to do some shifts, allow us to check around us and see how we can enhance what we brought to you, then it will be unreasonable of the unions to reject that particular request, because it is still in the interest of the worker. And we are optimistic that at the end of the day, the consultation that government is doing will result into something acceptable or better than it would have been if we accepted in the first instance.
Families are Nation's founder and executive director Judith Mwila has called on government to strengthen laws and enforcement mechanisms aimed at preventing bigamy, stressing that marriages should only be formalized when both parties are legally free to marry. Ms. Mwila's remarks follow an announcement by the Lusaka City Council LCC Department of Administration that 9,800 marriages have been formalized and recorded since the beginning of the year. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Mwila described the milestone as commendable but cautioned that bigamy remains a serious concern in the country. She said councils have a responsibility to conduct thorough background checks on couples intending to wed in order to ensure neither party is already legally married. The issue of bigamy needs to be clearly addressed in the law because many people continue to practice it despite it being illegal, said Ms. Mwila. Meanwhile, Ms. Mwila also expressed concern over the growing number of divorce cases, noting that the trend requires urgent attention from relevant stakeholders. She encouraged couples to seek premarital counseling to help them prepare for challenges they may face in marriage and to promote stable family units.
I want to quickly state that formalization of marriages sometimes in our societies has not really been used as a positive progression in the issue of family development. And I say this because some of these marriages that have been formalized, I think you and I may be aware of the fact that there are people who have actually tried to marry when they are already married. I remember a couple of cases in the media that appeared that someone was discovered marrying another woman or another man right there at the council marriage licensing offices.
We now join Chila Silomba with the latest on the money markets.
Hey, good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station on the business side. I'm going to update you where currency is concerned. Holidays underway. Heading to South Africa, South African rand very strong, standing at 16.75. In case you're going into Europe, that is 1.33 on a pound, and the Eurozone, it's 1.17. That is, you know, France, Germany, and the other currencies, countries are using the euro. The Indian rupee, 90.38. I'm looking at the Chinese 170.04. And of course, Brent crude, those are driving is 60.165, 6.53 in case you're flying. The commodity side, I believe we have good rains underway and amazing international market, $537.810 wheat. 1072, that is soybeans. I think those planting soybeans, they can go in with these meals, a pick to 6065. Cocoa lovers. Stock markets are 9331, 9831, rather 0.91, up to 300, 4811, 4.26, Dow Jones, 25608, Lusaka Stock Exchange has seen $120,000 trade on Chilanga Cement. And of course, across the 20 companies active on Lusaka Stock Exchange, all of them traded yesterday, doing good. And of course, are those interested in gold price 432.156 an ounce, 1172.1150, that is a copper international market. I think local info I'm picking up is actually $6,000 per ton or below that. 14376 and nickel. Now to all of you, Kwacha, strong, trading on a 2270. I'm quoting Zanaco and selling it at 23.15. Believe it or not, all the banks, none of the banks is running at 2% on the margins. It's hectic. Should I say too competitive on the market? Enjoy your entire lunch. I predicted a very strong quarter. We're going to go with it. Probably you're going to close volume just at 22.50 somewhere there, probably on the buy side and 7.23 flat or 23.10 in 3 weeks time as we close the end of the year. So far, quite strong. If you
Thank you, Chila, for that update. In Africa news, the Trump administration has expanded its U.S. travel ban to include Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria, significantly widening restrictions on who can travel to or immigrate to the United States. The announcement made on Tuesday in Washington adds 5 countries to the list facing a full travel ban while imposing partial restrictions on 15 additional nations, including Nigeria, Senegal,